I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. In Iran, a hike in gas prices has sparked the deadliest protests the country has seen since the Islamic Revolution in the 1970s. According to Iranian officials, at least 180 people were killed over a violent four-day crackdown that began 2 weeks ago when Iranian security forces opened fire on unarmed protesters. In an interview on Fox and Friends Monday morning, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed support for the protesters.
We've supported those protesters. We've done our best to make sure they can continue to communicate by using the internet, which the Iranian leadership attempted to shut down in its entirety. This administration has taken a completely opposite view of the important political protests, the freedom-seeking, the freedom-loving people of Iran than President Obama and his administration did.
But the Trump administration has had a difficult relationship with Iran, including imposing sanctions on Iran's national bank in an effort to increase economic pressure on the country following attacks on Saudi oil fields this fall. Here to tell us more is Farnaz Fasihi, a reporter with The New York Times covering Iran. Farnaz, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So the protests started out as folks who were demonstrating against higher gas prices. They've now become much bigger. What was the spark that led to this becoming so charged?
There was a lot of pent-up anger among Iranians, particularly the younger generation, because of unemployment, because of inflation, and because of social oppression, and a government system that really meddles in their day-to-day affairs, from what to wear, how to think, where to go. And I think the sudden surprise increase of gasoline prices by 300% was really the last straw. It sparked first peaceful protests where people were parking their cars in the middle of the highway, or they were blocking roads and coming out. And then it very quickly morphed into demonstrations that were much bigger than the economy or gas prices and were really targeting the regime of the Islamic Republic.
The Trump administration, as we mentioned at the top, has imposed economic sanctions on Iran, particularly against the Iranian Central Bank. Can you explain how these sanctions play into the protests, if at all?
The sanctions that Washington has imposed on Iran are the harshest and most comprehensive sanctions ever placed on Iran or any other country. They've put a blanket ban on Iran's ability to sell its oil, and it was an oil-dependent economy, therefore creating a budget deficit for Iran in the coming year. One of the reasons that Iran decided to introduce this new gas policy where gasoline is rationed and then this steep price hike was because they needed to compensate for the loss of money that they were making from the oil prices and the sanctions. So sanctions have directly pressured not just the Iranian government, but the Iranian people. Having said that, we have to take sort of a step away and look at the fact that these protesters were not just coming out and complaining about the economy. If they were only complaining about the economy, you could say that sanctions played a greater role. But they were also complaining about much larger things. They were out in the street saying, we don't want an Islamic Republic, death to the supreme leader. We want freedom. We want to just be a normal nation and live our normal lives. So you really see, particularly this younger generation, as sort of a departing from the ideologies that brought the Islamic Republic to power. And I think that's going to be very challenging moving forward for Iran. They can blame it on U.S. sanctions, on U.S. pressure and foreign instigators all they want. But until they really address the underlying causes that move people to come out and put themselves in front of bullets, this is going to go on.
We also heard at the top Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News on Monday say that the U.S. government has had a different relationship under the Trump administration with Iran and its citizens when it comes to supporting protesters compared to the Obama administration. Can you explain what he meant by that?
Well, the Trump administration's stated policy toward Iran was maximum pressure, that they would enforce these sanctions on Iran, exit from the nuclear deal, try to isolate Iran in order to push Iran to come to the negotiating table for Mr. Trump's campaign promise of having a better, wider deal with Iran, which hasn't materialized. The unstated policy of the Trump administration, we can safely say, has always been to hope that these pressures that they put on the economy would actually make the people of Iran rise up against the regime and pressure the regime, either topple it or if not topple it, at least force it to come and talk to the U.S. because they have no choice, corner them. So now that we're now at that point, right, that has materialized. But where do we go from here? The U.S. has been sending a lot of mixed messages to Iran. Yes, they say we are supportive of the protests, but they've also taken an unusually open endorsement of these protests. The special envoy for Iran, Brian Hook, said as these protests were raging, he gave an interview and said, "We are very pleased about these protests." This is language that U.S. doesn't often use about protests in other countries. They usually say, "We're monitoring it, we're watching it, or we're concerned about the crackdown." But to say that we're very pleased with the protests, or Secretary Pompeo asking Iranian protesters to send him video footage of what was going on. This puts the U.S. at the front and center of these protests, and it's a fine line to walk because then the Iranian government can say these protests are not legitimate. They are instigated and orchestrated by the U.S., and I think this is the sort of fault line here. How much do you openly support them, but how do you do that in a way that doesn't delegitimize the people's demands?
Farnaz, we've got less than a minute left, but I just want to ask about the internet blackout that happened around the time of the protests. Mike Pompeo said that the United States had helped to maintain open internet access for Iranians. What is the situation now?
The internet was completely shut down for 5 days, and then it began coming back. Some provinces still don't have internet, the ones that are along Iran's border, and there was a lot of unrest. But actually, Mr. Pompeo said that, but I did not see, actually, Iranians were calling for the U.S. to beam internet through satellite, but that didn't happen. So I'm not sure what he's referring to, because the U.S. did not restore internet for Iran during that dark period.
Farnaz Fasihi is a reporter for The New York Times covering Iran. Farnaz, thank you so much, as always.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.